check. New Man, Justified by Faith podcast. Available on all streaming platforms.
Check it out.
Tune in every day for something new.
Tune in.
Sola Fide.
Sola Fide.
By faith alone we find salvation's key. Believing in Jesus Christ, the Son who set us free. No need for works.
Nope.
To earn our way.
Earn our way.
It's all about.
All about.
God's grace.
God's grace.
Sola Fide.
Sola Fide.
By faith alone we find salvation's key. Believing in Jesus Christ, the Son who set us free. No need for works.
Nope.
To earn our way.
Earn our way.
It's all about.
All about.
God's grace. New Man.
New Man.
Tune in every day.
Every day.
Podcast.
Yes.
All streaming platforms.
Check it
Thank
out.
You.
All Christians need to be watchful, alert to the needs that God wants us to bring to Him. Our own needs, and especially the needs of others. We also need to be watchful concerning temptations and dangers that may threaten our faith. God invites us to ask for His help to us fight these attacks. Being thankful also involves recognizing the goodness God provides. We are to thank God in our prayers for the many blessings that He gives us. Paul asked the Colossians to pray that God would open a door for the gospel message so that others would know Christ came into the world to save sinners. The mystery of Christ. Paul also asked for the Colossians to pray that God would give him the wisdom and words to proclaim the gospel clearly. In all of Paul's prayers, requests, his chief concern is that the gospel be proclaimed to as many as possible. Pastors, missionaries, and Christian teachers need our prayers so that they can proclaim the gospel message clearly and effectively. We can pray that God would grant these workers understandings of His word,
right,
and the ability to communicate it in ways that are effective for the various people with whom they work.
Right.
Our prayers also offer encouragement for those who serve the Lord, often in places far from their homes and extended families.
So, today's podcast, I want to tell you, trust me. Just trust me. I know what I'm doing. My wife was afraid that my decision to change careers would only result in financial hardship and more unhappiness for our family. But I insisted that I knew what I was doing. If my family would just trust me. We often heard the same words from family members who was making financial investments, choosing a traveling company, or an MLM scheme, or MLM program, or an at-home, work-at-home experience. Just trust me. Experience has shown that people may not always know what they are doing, but there is one who can always be trusted. Just trust me. It's what Jesus said to His disciples in the upper room on the night before His crucifixion. Their hearts were deeply troubled that night. They were confused by Jesus' solemn announcement that He would suffer, die, and rise again. They were frightened and disturbed by Jesus' declaration that He would soon go away and leave them. They were shaken by Jesus' disclosure that one of them would betray Him. The future looked bleak. And on what strange course was the Lord leading them? Was He doing the right thing? Would it only end in disaster for Him and them? We can understand how they felt that night. They have been there. Maybe now or some days they would be moments when they wondered, is he leading me in the right direction? Does he know what he's doing? In these moments, our Savior still speaks to our troubled minds. Just trust me. In contrast to the troubled disciples, Jesus remarkably calm that evening. He was fully aware of the anguish and agony which would soon come upon him as he sacrificed his holy life in payment for our sin. But he was not thinking of himself. He was loving them to the end. He told his anxious and worried disciples, continue trusting in God and continue trusting in me. Even in the shadows of suffering and death, there was no need to fear. He knew what he was doing. He was still in control. Just trust me, he said. Everything will turn out right. This is still true today. He is and always have been in control. Our Lord knows what he is doing. Don't be afraid. Just trust him. Let's pray. I am trusting thee, Lord Jesus. Never let me fall. I am trusting thee forever and for all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I trust you.